Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick Berry, the boater, rounding out the crew as we navigate the latest boating news and information on a very special day. Yes, indeed. May the 4th be with you. It is May 4th, and, well, you kind of have to do that.
No, you don't.
And so I did.
You don't.
It was really just for Berry, the boater, because he's a huge, huge Star Wars fan. You like Star Wars as much as Captain Patrick likes Jimmy Buffett music, right?
I love Star Wars.
Okay, that's fine.
Except here's the thing.
What?
Episode 4 and maybe Rogue One. That's it. Everything else is trash.
Well, I liked Rogue One. That was good.
It was a perfect lead-in to Episode 4 because they didn't jazz it up. They actually managed to match the actual feel of a 1977 film with the way that they did that.
Yeah. That was the J.J. Abrams one, right? Wasn't he the director on that one?
Rogue One? No.
Rogue One was a prequel to... Those are the people that got the schematics for... The first Death Star.
That was the Rebel scum.
Oh, wait. Was that the Jar Jar Binks?
Listen. Anything after Episode 4 and Rogue One is trash. Trash, trash, trash. I'm calling it right here.
Wait. I know this Star is a Wars show. 1, 2, and 3, the first one that came out in the 70s?
Absolutely horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
Horrible. Terrible.
No. Send your hate mail to Captain Patrick at worldofboating.com.
Poorly cast, poorly acted, terrible storyline. Absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous,
right.
As was episodes 7, 8, 9.
Well, I agree with that. The first three, the reboot, were okay.
Once he introduced the Ewoks, it was done. It was done.
Mm. Well, I don't know. My favorite, Empire Strikes Back, number 2. So
number two
old
is always
school.
Your favorite.
Yes, it is. Right. Well, he's a little old.
Yeah. Anyway, we will talk about boating.
We got huge news in boating.
Yeah, we kind of called this last week.
I want to jump right into this, Greg.
The Boca Bash.
No.
What do you mean? No.
No, that's not the big news.
Yeah, you turned your headphones off during the meeting. So.
Yeah, there
there was
is,
a meeting,
and this is especially just for you, Greg.
Okay.
There is a cruise coming.
Yes.
2025.
Yeah.
Coming out of Miami. They're teaming up with Norwegian Cruise Lines to launch an 11-day voyage from Miami to the Caribbean. And it will be the big nude boat.
Ah.
Totally naked, Greg.
I heard about this. Yes.
I figured you did. We already know you got your cabin booked.
Nope.
I'm just trying to figure out what do you do when you sit down to dinner. I mean...
You tuck.
Bring some wet naps.
you always tuck, Barry.
I mean,
you tuck and you tuck and you tuck again.
Are they going to throw all those chairs out after every meal, or are they just going to spray them?
Here's the thing: comes on that boat.
I've been on some liveaboard dive boats where I was not on that week, but I actually was on the boat the week after they did a buff diver week. And they made a special point not to tell us until about 2 or 3 days into the cruise.
Yeah, Greg shows up with muscle shirts. He's like, oh, this is a buff cruise.
Well, no, they don't tell you out of the box.
Oh, my God, everybody's naked.
Because if you got on the boat and like, hey, yeah, last week there's a naked 80-year-old sitting right where you are having dinner. You know, you'd be like,
oh, there goes dinner, right?
Right. So they had protocols for how they alerted us to that fact.
If you're 80 and you got literally the skin to where you can go and get naked like that, and hats off to you, more power to you. Yeah. Good job.
Well,
you can't unsee those things.
No,
you know that.
And trust me, I heard a lot of stories from the crew. It does not sound as nice as they promote it. Let me put it that way.
I would assume the crew's going to at least be dressed for this.
Probably so, yes.
Or they tattoo their little badges right on their chest.
No. The crew will be dressed for that cruise.
They'll be dressed.
The passengers,
if you ever attended any of those crew parties, you know they're clothing optional.
Well, you know, a lot of times on the cruise ships, there is a nude-only sun deck on a lot of the cruise lines still. Yeah, it's usually up there by the smokestack, but it's their signs.
That's what they call it.
Yeah.
Smokestack.
But they have signs like, hey, warning, you're about to go in an area where you might see some more exposure than you're expecting. You know, not probably on the Disney boats, but some of the other cruise lines do have that option. They're taking it to a whole new level on this one. I will not be going.
Yes, you are. This is going to be the Norwegian Pearl. That's got a capacity for passengers 2,300. So which room did you get? Did you get the cabin for $2,000, or did you splurge and put on the company account for the $33,155 three-bedroom villa?
Well, I'll tell you what. If I did book that trip, I'd go for the high end, so I'd have as much space to myself to
escape.
You're
going to have plenty of space. There's not going to be any luggage necessary.
Well, that's,
just bring a toothbrush.
Well, maybe.
Can you imagine going through customs?
No, I can't, actually. And I'm trying to get that mental image out of my mind as you say
that. You don't have to go through an x-ray machine. You're already x-rayed.
Cavity search!
That's the one that Greg looks forward to every time.
All right, so, Patrick and Barry.
Sir, we're not asking for volunteers. I don't care.
So you guys are considering your first cruise, and that's going to be the one.
Absolutely not.
No.
It sounds like you're pretty enthralled by it. So
No, we did that one especially for you because you are the cruiser. You are the passenger of the bunch.
Yeah.
And this is definitely a passenger type deal. So if anybody, any of our listening audience, of course, is interested.
It really isn't. I mean, if you want to book that and you're a nudist or whatever, God bless you. Go have fun. Here's the problem. You know, these cruise ships cruise next to each other. And if you accidentally find yourself where they're cruising on the Norwegian Pearl and you happen to go by the Disney boat, oh, God help you. It'd be fun fireworks to watch the videos and the comments that come from all the folks on the Disney boat. But this is going to create some issues, I think.
Oh, Timmy, close your eyes. What are they doing over there?
Well, you know, they already
why is it always a Timmy? Is that because of the whole Lassie thing?
It's an easy name to remember.
Christmas Carol kind of thing, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, they already have warnings. They've had issues on the cruise ships where people are getting their freak on, when they book a balcony suite. And then other boats or, you know, they're cruising out the inlet down there at Port Everglades and the people in the high-rise hotels get an eyeful and create some problems, you know.
Well, they're planning on the itinerary is the Bahamas, Puerto Rico, St. Martin. They promise that the big nude boat will be a once-in-a-lifetime experience until they book the second cruise.
Yeah, well, that's assuming there'll be one. We'll see how this one does.
We'll see how it sells out.
How they execute.
$33,000.
When is the date on this one, Patrick? When are they saying they're going to do this?
I think it was May
2025.
Yeah, okay. May 2025 something like that.
Well, and as far as the suite,
February 2025.
You know, all the cruise ships.
Chilly.
All the cruise ships.
It's going to take that long to decontaminate the boat.
Well. You know, the $33,000 suite, that's nothing new, Barry. They have that on all the newer
boats.
That's
the cost of a car.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if you want,
where are you going car shopping, man?
Well,
if it's over 15 grand, I ain't touching it.
Okay, Gramps, back to you.
Hey!
Yeah. Well, they got these two floor suites, and they got, you know, family suites, all kinds of things, slides.
Yeah, I don't think the family suites are going to get booked on this thing.
No, there will be. There will be family suites. You guys think it's just a bunch of pretty naked people? No, it's families. It's it's all kinds of crazy.
I don't know how they're going to pull
that one
off.
Prefer to hang in their birthday suit. God bless them if they got I just don't want to see it.
Sunburned in places they never seen.
Well, hey, they're used to it. And, to each his own. As long as Barry or Patrick doesn't do it, the world will be safe. All right, we'll get back on track. Talk about the fallout from the Boca Bash last week. Next on the World of Boating. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I used to have a boat.
You did?
Yeah, she was pretty damn sweet, man. I love that boat.
So why'd you lose it?
Sometimes the things we love aren't long for this world, Bern. Especially when your alcoholic ex-wife gets drunk and falls overboard and drowns.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick Barry, the boater, rounding out the crew as we navigate the latest boating news and information. All right, so we called this last week on the big show. We alerted everybody about the Boca Bash. I know Barry lives right down there. First off, you weren't there.
That's not a five-minute boat trip for me.
Well, I know, but you were down in the same general vicinity.
Boca
but you didn't go. You were very aware of the event, and you avoided it at all costs.
Yeah.
And that was probably good, because it sounds like it turned into a Charlie Foxtrot. From the coverage that I've seen, what do you think, Barry?
Well, I didn't see the coverage of inside the Bay Area where they all hang out.
Yeah.
I just saw coverage that our friends at Wavy Boats happened to pull up, and the news media got a hold of it, and everyone had a conniption, and I could understand why.
Right. Well, it was loaded to the gills, as we predicted. And they had, I think I read something that they had, 20 arrests. I don't think anybody died or anything, but it's a huge party. It's like a spring break, Columbus Day regatta kind of mayhem type of thing. But this started back, 10, 15 years ago. There some organizers started it. It got out of control. They quit doing the event officially, but it continued on. And now the kids, go out there and making an annual pilgrimage to go out there and blow their brains out with booze and boats and God knows what else. And, it's a recipe for disaster. So,
and I would say from at least some of the boats out there, they don't belong to the kids. Well, maybe they do, because it's a wealthy area up in
It's party central. So, you know, it is what it is. And they had some problems with it. But the big news that came out of it, there was a video, the Wavy Boats guy there at Holivore Inlet had a viral video of one of the boats that were coming from the Boca Bash, and they dumped garbage right over the edge of their boat. Two big garbage can fulls of cans and crap and bottles, and it was all caught on film, and these people are in huge, huge trouble.
No, they're not.
What do you mean, no, they're not?
No, they're not. Okay, so
Florida Wildlife Commission has already stated they are going to make an example of these kids, and they've already identified
I'm calling it right now.
Okay.
They're going to get a slap on the wrist, and they'll skate from this whole thing. However, this is what happened. So these are all underage boaters that are on this Intrepid. And this act that they performed was so horrible that even Intrepid boats disavowed, went on social media to disavow the actions of these people that were in one of their boats that they had made.
Right. Oh, they did that? Okay.
Yeah, of course.
They were like, this does not represent the Intrepid Nation, you know, boat owners, blah, blah, blah. So these were all underage boaters.
Mm-hmm.
The young man who was actually driving the boat that was more or less responsible is 15 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, they exited the Boca Bash and headed offshore for one reason and one reason only. That was to dump the trash. The reason being, law enforcement was cracking down on all the boaters in there and going from boat to boat checking for alcohol. That's what they wound up dumping overboard on this boat, was all the evidence that they had alcohol on that boat. Right. That's what they dumped into the ocean. Then they headed back in.
Mm-hmm.
To continue partying at Boca Bash. It wasn't like they were leaving for the day. Law enforcement's here. Oh, we better haul butt, get rid of the evidence. Where do we go? Well, we really can't go. We can't go north or south. Let's just go off and we'll go dump this stuff. Now, a couple things about this video when you watch it. And for those of you that are listening right now, if you haven't seen this video, shame on you. Surprising that you hadn't seen it. But if you want to check it out, of course, it's on all over the internet. But more importantly, it's on worldofboating.com or World of Boating, our Facebook page. So as this boat is heading, and hats off to Wavy Boats, this isn't the first time that they've caught a boater performing an illegal act, being operated in a hazardous manner. But there's a point on this video prior to the trash getting dumped where one of the young people on the boat, this young man, teenager, is up on the port side gunwale and is performing what could only be described at there
pelvic are thrusts.
There are strippers in clubs down in South Florida that are quite envious of the moves that this young man was able to pull off.
I didn't think it was that impressive.
It really is actually pretty horrible, and that's going to haunt that kid. And here's the thing. If ever in doubt, especially in this day and age, just remember, everything is being recorded. That's all you got to do is go through life at this point with that mantra. Everything is being recorded. And if that doesn't keep you from behaving in such a ridiculous manner, then you get what's coming to you.
Well, I think they got a lot coming to them, because I saw a quote from Rodney Barreto, who is on the board for the Florida Wildlife Commission.
Uh-huh.
Wait, you don't believe it. I know this guy.
Okay. Well,
I do. I'll tell you, he didn't make this comment. Did not make this comment lightly to the press when he said, we need to make an example of these guys to make sure people understand this will not be tolerated in the state of Florida. These guys are not going to get off like you think so easily, I think.
They are going to get off.
There's going to be an example made of them. You mark my words. They're going to perform a minimum of 500 hours of community service.
That ain't nothing.
That ain't nothing. 500 hours of community service is nothing, and it goes on their record?
Let me tell you something, Greg.
Oh, my God.
What they're looking at is these are felonious acts that they committed.
Right.
This is 5 years. That's what they're facing.
Right.
The heck with the community service. That's a slap. Oh, we got to go walk the beach and pick up Trish. Oh, how terrible.
Well, that's something.
They're going to have an nothing. Attorney. They're going to have an attorney plea it down to a misdemeanor, so they don't have a felony record.
Here's from
record.
FWC Colonel
they're
Brian
say the
Smith.
They're going to say the poor teenagers.
Another official with the FWC. This is clearly poor decisions made by young people. That's his quote.
Right.
This wasn't a poor decision. This wasn't a poor decision. This
This was a criminal act? Is that what you want to say or what?
Think about it. If it wasn't
a poor decision. You know what was a poor decision? This was a poor decision. My friend Cameron and my girlfriend, we decided that we're going to go take the day off from school. And we went into the city and we, you know, we're going to like the art museum and all this other stuff. And we wound up at this club called Tech Noir. Now, when we went into Tech Noir, unfortunately, there was a shooting that occurred. And the one guy that was like really big bodybuilder guy, he wound up killing like a lot of police officers. And that was actually made into a documentary called Terminator. But that's a real story. But, you know, my friend Cameron and I, when we went, and along with my girlfriend, we're driving around the city and we're going to, you know, the restaurants and we're going to the art museum and stuff like that. And that was a teaching moment because ultimately, you know, my friend Cameron, he wound up destroying his dad's Ferrari.
I have no idea what has just happened to Captain Patrick. Well, that sounded way, there are a lot of details in that story. Hit a little too close to home, if you ask me. More coming up.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the boating world? Well, look no further than the World of Boating Radio Show. Just like you, thousands of boating enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to worldofboating.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the one.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish because I eat me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
This is the World of Boating. Maybe you saw this online this week, too, by the way. There's constant online chatter about a live-action Popeye. We talked about this in the past. The latest fake video has come out with Conor McGregor starring as Popeye. And there's been a trailer put out online. It's totally been debunked, by the way. But it's like AI at its worst. And, you know, the producers that say they are working on a film that Conor McGregor, you know, the UCF fighter or whatever, UFC fighter, is not attached to it. But you watch the trailer, you think it's legit. I mean, it's amazing what AI is doing and stuff. And yeah. I don't know. It'd be kind of interesting to see him bring Popeye back. There's been another one with The Rock. There's now Conor McGregor.
I saw the fake one, the AI one, where they superimposed Robin Williams and Shelley Duvall. It was absolutely horrible.
It was like the worst ever. Captain Patrick just woke up from a 20-year nap, by the way.
I enjoyed that movie, but the audio was terrible. You couldn't understand. No, it wasn't that. Whoever mixed the audio for that particular movie did not do a good job.
Okay. Well, I don't know if they're going to bring it back. We'll find out. But the rumors are false, at least at this point. Even though there is supposedly something in the works. I don't know.
Yeah. What the world does not need right now is another Popeye movie. What the world needs right now is action, Greg.
Yeah.
Real action. So these two, getting back to this trash dumping story, the Boca Trash Bash.
Right.
The suspects, a 15-year-old from Gulfstream and a 16-year-old from Boynton Beach, are charged with one count each of causing pollution so as to harm or injure human health or welfare, animal, plant, or aquatic life or property, according to arrest reports by the FWC. The charge is a third-degree felony and carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison and a $50,000 fine if convicted. Here's the thing, okay? The state should not rest until this is a conviction. This doesn't get expunged. It doesn't get erased from any record. You're going to get charged as an adult, and you are going to spend some time. I'm not saying 5 years. If they want to make an example, cleaning up the beach is not making an example. Cleaning up the beach is letting everybody know you can do something like this and get away with it. They real actions, real repercussions, jail time. You are going to jail. You're going to prison. You are going to be behind bars, whether it's for 6 months or it's a year. This is what happens.
Well, when you do something you know what?
As horrendous as this in our state.
That might happen. I don't know. You know, when I said 500 hours of community service, though, when I brought that up, I read that, and I don't look at that as a slap on the wrist. Now,
it is a slap on the wrist.
Well, if it's their first-time offense, it probably will get pleaded down to a certain extent. You know, but the 500 hours of community service is still a pretty serious thing. Yeah, and
the
a fine,
issue is,
by
is
the
why,
way.
Why is a 15-year-old running a boat like that? And two, where did they get all the alcohol from?
Who cares? That's not what they're being charged with. They're being charged with illegal dumping of garbage in our ocean. And they should be nailed for it.
And what they should have done was gone back and collected that trash and say, well, here's all these beer cans and all this other stuff.
And they were all floating.
Where did you guys get this? Because that in
itself. Who cares? That's not what they're being charged with.
Who cares? I care. And every other boater that's out there boating on the water with these numb nuts.
You know, the kids are going to drink. They're going to party. That kind of thing. But what they did was wrong when they dumped the garbage, whether it was beer cans or not. Doesn't matter what it was. They dump
community service is nothing. And in fact, for all our listeners, I want you to get on the Facebook page right now and let Greg know how wrong he is. Oh. Okay? Quick poll. Just jump on and leave a comment on any one of these stories, either conviction or community service. Let us know. Hold on.
When you say community service, that is not what I said. They will make an example of them, and they will be convicted of something. Now, what the penalty is, I don't know. Well, that may or may not be the case, Patrick.
And you will never, ever be legally able to
operate 500 hours of community service for each person to have to spend for the rest of, 5 years or whatever it takes. That is a penalty. I mean, it's not a slap on the wrist. Not to mention the peer pressure or the public humiliation these kids are going to experience over the next God knows how long for their lives. They're going to be tarnished with this. They're going to be made an example of. They have made a major, major mistake.
I'm calling it right now. This will be a slap on the wrist. And a year from now, it'll be like, whatever happened to those kids? I don't know. They got accepted into some Ivy League college because their mommy and daddy paid off the state, and they paid a big fine promised they wouldn't do it again. And in fact, it was so bad that the parents earlier this week, before this last update today, told their kid, don't cooperate with the authorities. Don't say a word. What they should have done, the parents should have taken their kids by the ears down to the police station and said, we are here to turn in our kids. Do what you need to do, because this does not represent who we are as parents, nor does it represent us as boat owners in the state of Florida. What they did was wrong, and they need to own up to their actions, not lawyer up, and not tell them, don't cooperate with the authorities. Don't say anything.
So you're saying that's what they did? Are you saying that's what they did?
Yes.
Where did you read that?
They didn't turn themselves in until they knew the law was going to come after them.
Well, they didn't have to.
No, they were
identified.
No, once you're identified, you could do one of two things. You lawyer up, which is what they did.
Yeah.
They're going to plead this down to a misdemeanor. They're going to get some kind of fine or something. They're going to pay some big penalties as far as monetary is concerned. The kids, they're not going to get jail time. There's no reason to put them in jail the first time. If they were to do it again and they're habitual offenders, that's a different story.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I'm saying. Just because they don't get jail time doesn't mean they're not going to suffer some major consequences. They are.
Read into it further, okay? They were out on a very large, expensive boat. Whether they were drinking or not, we'll never know because the evidence was messed with and dumped overboard, which, again, that's also a crime. But if they were and they had killed someone.
Well, they didn't, Barry. I mean, I know
this time they didn't, but that's right. Not the point. Is that there's this series of not even mistakes.
Conscious decisions.
Poor choices to make these. Somewhere along the way, someone had to have taught them right from wrong. And obviously, they taught them it's better if you don't get caught, just go dump it somewhere.
And if you get caught, and this was from NBC News, attorneys for the juveniles have advised them not to cooperate with investigators, according to Major Dustin Bonds, South Region Commander of the FWC.
Well, that's their right.
That's what they're supposed to.
It's not their right. They shouldn't have a right for juveniles. You're caught. You're on camera. You're going to sit down. You're going to talk to us, or we're going to hit you over the head.
Judge Patrick has spoken.
That's only if you're... and have a big lamp facing you and all that. That's back in the
They're lawyering up because they know they're in big trouble. I mean, that's the bottom line right
there. No, they're lawyering up because they're going to skate is what they're going to do.
All right, we'll see what happens.
Mommy and daddy are going to pay a fine, and that's going to be it. Because we've got another story of another very bad act down in the same area.
Welcome to Florida.
That wife of real estate mogul George Pino has been ordered to pay $16 million to the parents of a girl hurt in a boat crash when George Pino decided that he's going to take his kids along with his kids' friends out on the boat, serve them alcohol, operate the boat in a safe manner, crash the boat, and then cause grievous bodily injury to a bunch of these kids. And... It's instead of just owning up and saying, you know what, we did this, it was a poor decision on our part, here's what we need to do, they go and they hide behind their lawyers.
Well, that's what you do when you're accused of stuff. It's our judicial system. Sometimes it doesn't go the way you want it.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network. Successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Ryan, we've got to get on that ship.
Attention passengers, the karaoke contest will begin in 5 minutes.
Okay, now we've really got to get on that ship.
Look at me, I'm ship-faced. I'm a nautical space. Round these yachties, I'm out of place. I'm ship-faced.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick Barry, the boater. All right, so Patrick wants to bring back the death penalty for these boating infractions, whether it's dumping garbage or whatever.
I don't want to bring back the death penalty, but there has to be real repercussions, not community service, when it's associated with acts like these teenagers performed on this past weekend.
Is there an amount of money? Let's say they're fined $500,000 and 500 hours community service.
They're not being fined. Their parents are. There's no...
That's not enough is what I'm saying. I'm asking you.
That would probably be more than enough, but I doubt that's going to happen.
You know what's real? Here's what's real. State of Florida says you have to surrender your boat. Okay? We're taking your boat.
Don't think they can do that legally, but whatever.
You got to follow the law. I'm saying real actions. Okay? You want to make an impact. You want to make a statement.
Mm-hmm.
The harm that you created,
right.
We are going to take your boat. Mm-hmm. You have lost your privilege to own a boat in the state of Florida, to operate a boat in the state of Florida. Okay. Parents, kids.
Can't do that,
nieces,
probably.
Nephews.
It's probably not legal.
Your great-grandchildren.
Within the legal framework, though, Patrick, what would you be happy with other than 5 years in jail? That's what I'm asking.
I didn't say that. If you go back, I didn't say they deserve to be five years in jail.
I'm asking you, what is the threshold? What would you think would be a fair
punishment
for these kids?
Six months in jail.
All right.
Prison.
Okay.
No, it would
juvenile
be jail.
Detention. That's where they need to go.
Nothing
not
less
adult
than
prison.
6 months.
Juvenile detention. And 6 months.
I think that's a bit much. But what do you say, Barry? What do you think?
No, I don't think jail is going to do anything the first time around.
Yeah, I don't either.
But it has to be a fairly large penalty.
Yes.
I mean, wait, let me ask Captain Patrick, because I don't know the number off the top of my head. I have insurance on my boat for one thing only, and that's for accidental or gas or oil spill. And the Coast Guard has a penalty that's like $800-something-odd thousand.
It starts pretty high.
It's pretty high, and that's where that should be.
Okay. But, yeah, yeah, maybe
and
it
the
should.
Coast Guard.
But that doesn't impact the kids. It's not taking anything out of their pocket.
In a way, it's not out of their pocket, but it will be out of the parents' pocket.
They'll write that off on their taxes.
Okay. No, they can't.
What you're saying, just so I'm clear with Patrick, you're saying that these kids have made this bonehead mistake. They're young kids.
It wasn't a mistake. They knew what they were doing.
Oh, of course they knew, but they were dumb. They were stupid, and now
for getting caught.
You do think? Okay, so you don't think they're remorseful at all? We don't know.
No.
Okay, I think you could be wrong with that.
Well, they were.
Who knows?
They're holding the trash can over their head like they're champions. They're high-fiving each other,
videoing them.
Okay, when you were a kid, you never did anything stupid, Barry. You never did anything stupid, Patrick.
Nothing like that. No. Okay.
Yes. All right. Yes. I told you. My friend Cameron, my girlfriend Sloan, and I went into the city, and we had a really crazy time. And it resulted in my friend's his dad's Ferrari getting destroyed.
Uh-huh.
It was bad, and he got punished for that.
Yeah.
Me, I skated. It was pretty much a day off for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, they're going to get. They're getting beat up for this, and it's well deserved. But I don't think they're going to get off scot free.
If you want to send a real message,
the fact that we're talking about this and calling this incident out and it's went viral around the world, that is some pretty serious peer pressure problems for these guys. And they're going to be scarred with this for the rest of their lives.
They'll write a book and
The
Confessions of a Trash Dumper and How I Changed My Life. And then they'll be on the lecture circuit making $500,000
a year.
Here's what you do. It's you're 6 months, juvenile detention, prison. This is real act, real repercussions, and the state of Florida, we are determined we are going to make an example to where this doesn't happen again. Anybody who goes out, whether they're a juvenile or an adult, we are going to seek to put you in prison because tourism and our waterways in this state are prime drivers for people coming here. We need to protect them, not only for the economic benefit, but for just the environmental impact overall to protect our waters and the species that live in it. And things like this are not acceptable, won't be tolerated. And if you do it, we're going to put you in prison.
All right. I think a huge fine and community service or God knows what else will be plenty to get the message across. But that's just me. I just don't think jail time will be necessary for this particular incident, but we'll see what happens.
Did you never see Scared Straight when you were a kid?
Yes. And look at what it did. Nothing. It didn't work. They called him out for being too rough on those kids. Years later, he said, it did nothing. Otherwise, they'd still be doing it. Are they still doing it, Patrick? No!
Yeah. Yes!
No, they are not. But anyway.
Okay.
All right. So, I digress. But ironically, it looks like Patrick and I disagree for once. Weird.
No, it's not disagree. It's Patrick, you know, he's telling you
wrong. Is that what you're saying?
He's telling you what should happen, and we're telling you what's going to happen is that it's going to get plead down. They're going to get, you know, a slap on the wrist.
I'm sorry, Your Honor, that we went out and we dumped the trash, and
their
I promise I will never, ever do it again with my friends Chase and Bonzo and Bongo and Chad and Rippy and the one that we called Thruster. That guy, he's nutso, man. Thruster. Yeah, we ain't ever going out on a boat with him again, you know, because that's all he does is he thrusts.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you're talking about the dancing guy.
Barry? You just made the connection.
That's going to haunt that kid.
Yeah.
If that kid winds up in prison, that is not a video you want playing on a loop. I'm telling you right now.
They're not going to end up in prison. I'm telling you.
I know they're not. Yeah, I'm saying they should.
He'll probably end up as a member of the Chippendales or something.
You know, there is a big problem, if we really quick, with pollution down here. There is a big problem in Biscayne Bay. They have talked about it on Channel 10 News down here a bunch of times, where these islands are absolutely trashed every week because people don't take their trash off with them.
Well,
there are
dumpsters. Look at the positive side of this. The visceral reaction it has received online and around the world has been very, very loud and strong. And I think that's good.
Florida survives on tourism. If tourism died tomorrow, we would be in trouble because there's just not enough money to take care of everything. We live off those tourists.
Well, of course.
So if we mess up the oceans, if we crap it up, then we're only hurting ourselves.
Well, of course, Barry.
But people still do it.
But once again, you see the heat these kids are getting for this.
They ain't getting nothing.
Nothing's happened yet. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
They're not even going to get fingerprinted.
All right.
Oh, they'll get fingerprinted.
Yeah. They've been identified by all their friends, by all the media.
They've already turned themselves in, or they're supposed to.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, but the reaction has been universally negative to what they've done. That is a good thing. That the pressure has been put on this whole thing for the Florida Wildlife Commission to do something serious.
Here's something that Barry brought up earlier that I want to touch on. If not for wavy boats and this drone footage,
they would have gotten away with it.
Yeah, of course.
And would have continued with such acts well into adulthood.
So that is the positive message I am talking about. Because they got exposed, they got hammered for it, and the visceral reaction that it's received from around the world, that is a good thing.
The world we live in today, Greg, is you get held up as an anti-hero. Hey, look at Chad and Bonzo.
Who is cheering what these guys did? What are you reading? Nobody has said that at all. They have went after these kids and said they should throw them in jail like Captain Patrick or fine them till they don't have any money at all or whatever. And I think that's a good thing that people have reacted that way. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Lock them up.
All right. I'm right. They're wrong. What's new? And that note, we're going to wrap it up till next time. Remember, whether it's sail or motor.
Life is better as a boater.
There it is. Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.